CRTV's radio network service. The 7 p.m. news with Rita Yuosimbom. In our top stories, the 28th edition of the Ikrang Noir Film Festival opens tonight in Yaoundé. The spotlight will be Black Tea, a 2024 romantic drama film. The Minister of Arts and Culture, Bedum Kwat, is expected to chair the opening ceremony. And in sports, Cameroon's mixed martial arts fighter, Francis Ngannou, confronts Renan Ferreira for the title, PFL heavyweight title, tonight in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. It is Francis Ngannou's first fight in the sport since 2022. Those were top stories, and now the news in full. The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Dionguti, will leave Yaoundé this evening for Apia in Samoa, where he will represent the President of the Republic, His Excellency Paul Biya, at the Commonwealth Heads of Government Meeting 2024, scheduled from the 21st to the 26th of October 2024. The opening ceremony of the 28th edition of the Ikrang Noir Film Festival takes place in Yaoundé tonight. In the spotlight will be Black Tea, a 2024 romantic drama film directed by a Mauritanian-born film director, Abderrahman Sissako. Attending the event will be top filmmakers, celebrities and the media from all over Africa. As the Ikrang Noir International Film Festival kicks off in Yaoundé tonight on the theme Artificial Intelligence and African Cinema, organizers seek to propose artificial intelligence as a game changer. And by leveraging AI technologies, filmmakers can overcome existing barriers, enhance storytelling, and reach wider audiences. Patience Wingo appreciates the choice of this year's theme in the following report.
In recent years, artificial intelligence has emerged as a transformative force across various industries, and African cinema is no exception. As filmmakers on the continent grapple with challenges such as limited funding, distribution hurdles, and audience engagement, AI offers innovative solutions that could redefine the landscape of African storytelling. In terms of enhancing production quality, AI-driven tools are streamlining the production process. From script analysis to editing, filmmakers can leverage machine learning algorithms to identify trends. In terms of enhancing production quality, AI-driven tools are streamlining the production process. From script analysis to editing, filmmakers can leverage machine learning algorithms to identify trends in storytelling and enhance narrative structures. For instance, AI can assist in script writing by providing suggestions based on successful narratives, ultimately improving the quality of content produced. For many independent filmmakers, budget constraints are a significant barrier, and so AI proposes cost-effective solutions. AI can play a role in preserving Africa's rich cultural narratives while fostering innovation. Digital archiving and restoration of classic films can ensure that the continent's cinematic history is maintained for future generations, and Cameroon is no exception.
Patience Wingo reporting. Senior tax officials of the Dualawan financial sector have been urged to put in place strategies that will enable them to occupy the leading positions in the collection of state funds. This was during a capacity building seminar opened today in Douala by the governor of the littoral region, Dieudonné Ivahadiboa. Details with Rabiatu Jingi Abdulaziz.
It is at times a daunting task to move around the Ndokoti market area. This is as a result of its congested nature.
I don't like passing through Ndokoti. It's so unbearable. Pedestrians do not have their place. Sellers have occupied the roads. Every time they are chased, they still return.
The stubbornness of some market sellers along the roads at the reasons of most of this condition caused by bikes and cars.
Cellars are the cause of the disorder. We had to park that way so as to liberate the roads, but cellars have occupied everything. We then end up inside the road. Bikes are on both sides, and the car are unable to circulate.
The population is therefore calling on the city council to re-strategize, especially with parking spaces around market areas.
It's the council that has to trace the limit lines for bikes so that us taximen can have where to park.
Douala being the economic capital of Cameroon, converging Cameroonians of all walks of life, continuous measures needs to be applied to give Douala a new facelift. Douala, Rabiatu Jingi Abdulaziz for CRTV News.
And we stay in the littoral region where the anarchical occupation of sidewalks as well as the mismanagement of public roads by drivers of heavy-duty trucks contribute to the degradation of roads in Douala. This observation is made by city dwellers who add that the city of Douala has a bad road network. Cynthia Etim has the details.
Hundreds of heavy-duty trucks ply the road at the east entrance to Douala, stressing the pavement and causing the roads to crack further, thereby creating potholes. Although inhabitants question the quality and thickness of the tar on the road, the fact that drivers carry goods exceeding the weight limit of their trucks systematically deteriorates the roads. Mekwane Mbenge is regional delegate of Public Works. When they exceed the authorized weight limit, the roads will automatically not last as speculated. That's why we are on the field to sensitize users not to carry overload. Protecting road heritage through repeated inspections on road sections is one of the main missions of the Regional Delegation of Public Works. The interception of a wood truck transporting logs from Kampo to Douala illustrates the zeal for authorities to limit this damage to the road network. The driver dodged the weigh station, and that's a fatal fault. Secondly, the excess ton will be evaluated, so this truck must return to the weighing station. If this action is often carried out and fines laid on defaulters, opinions hold that the roads might reach its lifespan. Cynthia Etim, CRTV News, Douala.
From the littoral region, we go over to the far north, where officials of the Cameroon People's Democratic Movement in Logun and Chari have provided didactic materials for pupils in flood-affected zones. The head of the Permanent Divisional Delegation for Logun and Chari, Honorable Kamsulum Abba Kabir, says they will always be by the suffering population. Emos Enonyaket Agbo has the details.
The floods in the Logun and Chari division have been severe, with schools in all the 10 subdivisions affected. Reasons why the mobilization by the elites of the division to come to the aid of affected learners have been considered laudable. Honorable Kamsulum Abba Kabi is head of the CPDM Permanent Divisional Delegation for the Logun and Chari.
You have our children that has to be educated now, even in that very difficult period. That's the reason why we have decided that we should bring our contribution, our help, in such a way that our kids will continue to be educated because they are the member of the future of the nation.
The didactic materials are believed to help the learners affected by floods carry on with the education process. Marwa Emos Enonyaket Agbo, CLTV News.
We come back to the center region where a mass to thank God for blessings and good leadership for 15 years of Charles Atanganamanda as third class chief of Kolmesi, a locality in Gumu subdivision, has been celebrated at the St. Cross Parish, Kolmesi. Officiated by Monsignor Zua Severin Obama, the Thanksgiving Mass was also to thank God for the achievements of Kolmesi. Details with Marie Cledo of CRTV Center.
Kolmesi, a locality situated roughly 14 kilometers from Gumu, is one of the clans of Vokmesi, which has as head third-class chief Charles Atanganamanda, who has been on the throne for 15 years now. To mark the 15th anniversary, a Thanksgiving mass was organized to pray for more wisdom and strength for the chief to continue to lead his people in peace and harmony. Officiating at the mass, the chief celebrant, Monseigneur Zwa Severin Obama, thanks God for blessing the chief of Kolmesi and also thanked the head of state, President Paul Biya, for recognizing traditional ruler who is a member of the Ngumo Council.
The occasion of this celebration was thanksgiving for all that the chief of Kolmesi has experienced in the past. Better, it was an occasion for him to thank God and to have now a new vision of his own chieftaincy.
Prior to the mass, the third-class chief, Charles Atanganamanda, chaired a session of the Council of Notables, during which encouragements and more traditional blessings were bestowed on him, especially by his maternal family. In attendance were some senior administrative and local authorities. Marie-Claire Doe, CRTV News, Kolmesi.
In more news, over 200 youths have received end-of-course attestations after undergoing free training in ICTs. The certificates were handed by the resident representative of the African Institute of Computer Sciences, Amankluda Banda, in the presence of the Minister of State Property Surveys and Land Tenure, Henry Eyebe IEC. In the following excerpt of an interview, Amankluda Banda and the Divisional Officer of Ubala, Felix Kanga, urged the youth to make good use of the skills acquired. Take a listen.
Satisfied today for what we have witnessed here. I want to use this opportunity first of all to thank our elite minister Eyebe IEC, who decided to give the opportunity in our youth to train themselves. I also want to thank Mr. Amankluda Banda through this training in technology. We are very satisfied. I want to make an appeal to all the youth in our subdivision to come out and follow this opportunity, because this training is free.
I would like to congratulate young and women of Ubala, because ICT training is very important for the development of Ubala. And I would like to thank the Minister Henri Eyebe IEC, because he wants to give that ICT training for young and women for the development of Ubala.
On to the sad story, the administrative assistant at the Minister of Communications Cabinet, Marie-Nicole Wonjemokoko, now rests in her hometown, Dibombari, in the Mungo Division. She was buried today after a vigil in Bonaberry, Douala. The Minister of Communication, Rene Emmanuel Sadi, was present in Dibombari alongside the Director General of the Cameroon Radio Television, Charles Ndongo. Rosaline Forser has the details.
A final goodbye to Marie-Nicole Wonjemokoko, marked by mobilization that depicts a grandiose yet sad moment for someone who left a positive footprint. The Minister of Communication, Rene Emmanuel Sadi, the Director General of the CRTV, Charles Ndongo, colleagues and family members were all in Dibombari for a last homage. Colleagues like Ebudori's Fankem has memories of the disease.
When I was transferred from Yaoundé to Douala, we were in very good terms. When she got married, I was there. I enjoyed myself. She was the one helping me, Yaoundé, to follow up my papers. It's painful. And I love somebody who loved her job.
While her professional family mourns the departure of a key element in their structure, her biological family cries as the heavens has once again snatched an angel on earth. Ruth Kumbango is her daughter.
She was a beloved woman. We loved her very much. She was sharing. I just want her to rest in peace.
The burial in Dibombari was preceded by night vigil where family and loved ones gathered in Jabonaberry family house. Married Nicole Wonjemokoko, administrative assistant at the Ministry of Communication, has gone to the world beyond and now rests for eternity amongst her ancestors in Dibombari. Rose Lynn Fosa, CRTV News, Dibombari.
is an animator who last served as head of the unit for programming and animation at CRTV Kusiri FM before his demise. Tabo Patrick Tabo has been laid to rest in his native land in Bu Santa subdivision of the Northwest region. The station manager of CRTV Northwest, Charles Tembe, representing the director general of the CRTV during the burial, saluted the dedication of the animator and encouraged younger colleagues to copy the good example and keep the CRTV airwaves at the top. Veronica Aji has more.
The sound that beckons tears. Patrick Tabo Patrick, CRTV animator, is now in the world beyond. To the management of CRTV, a house he dedicated his life to from 1988 to September 2024, the ace animator leaves a vacuum which young growing journalists must work very hard to fill, as Charles Tembe, station manager of CRTV Northwest, representing the general manager of CRTV at the funeral, elucidates.
He was somebody who loved work well done, and it is a hope of the director general of the CRTV that the younger people in CRTV will borrow a leaf from his skills as a great animator, from his work ethic, discipline, and be able to move CRTV forward.
The son of Bafuchu, Mbu in Santa subdivision of the Northwest, was, according to his brother, Tamu Asanji Tabo, the recognized peacemaker in his family.
Somebody who was very humble in the middle of the family. When people are quarreling, he will only tell you to allow it like that. It's okay.
Tabo Patrick Tabo leaves behind a media family, fans, and biological family in pain. Veronica Aji, CRTV News, Bamenda.
We talk sports now. Cameroon's mixed martial arts fighter Francis Ngannou confronts Renan Ferreira for the PFL heavyweight title tonight in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. It is Francis Ngannou's first fight in the sport since 2022. The fight, which begins at 8 p.m., is receiving global attention with several TV channels to broadcast the event. The 38-year-old Ngannou sounds confident ahead of the fight, despite expressing great admiration for Renan Ferreira. Take a listen.
I watched few fights. I was there even when he fought Maurice Green. I was at a fight. I watched few of his fights. I've been looking at him. First of all, the only reason why I've been watching was because the first time I see a great fighter in him, I see somebody with the incredible talent and athleticism, which is even more impressive when you think that's a heavyweight. He's a 6'9" guy. Fighting someone in boxing and in MMA is definitely not the same. Absolutely not. Because boxing is just hand. MMA is different. The stand is different. Boxing doesn't have takedown, doesn't have wrestling. As soon as you guys get close, they say break, you know, so it's quite different. Boxing doesn't have kick or knees.
In more sports news, the men's national football team of Cameroon have gained 4 spots in the latest FIFA ranking. From the 53rd position, Cameroon now occupies the 49th position in the world and the 8th in Africa. The Atlas Lions of Morocco are the first in Africa, while Argentina is world number 1. Details with Pewe Joe.
The new steam and momentum gained by the indomitable Lions of Cameroon have placed McBreeze and his boys on spot number 49 in the world in the October FIFA ranking of national selections. From the 4-1 thrashing of the Harambee Stars at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium to the 1-0 defeat of Kenya in Kampala, Uganda during the return leg of the AFCON 2025 qualifiers, eventual qualification for the Moroccan expedition, the upward shift of the indomitable Lions was imminent. Cameroon now features among the first 50 football nations of the world and the 8th in Africa. The FIFA ranking has come to act as a booster to the Lions, coupled with the new atmosphere of serenity that reigns in the den. Morocco has gained 1 place in the ranking and remains Africa's number 1 football nation, ranked 13th on the report card made public by FIFA this October. Senegal, Egypt, Nigeria, and Algeria all fall behind Morocco to make up the first 5 African football nations. On the global stage, 2022 World Cup champions, Argentina retains her position as the best football nation in the world, while 2018 World Cup winners and 2022 runners-up France occupy the second position. 2024 European champions Spain and the runners-up England occupy the third and fourth positions, while Brazil is ranked world number five. The FIFA Men's World Ranking is a ranking system for men's national team in football associations based on their game results. The rankings were introduced in December 1992.
Peiwe Joe bringing us towards the end of our news, but before we go, a recap of our major stories. The 28th edition of the Ikanua Film Festival opens tonight in Yaoundé. The spotlight will be Black Tea, a 2024 romantic drama film. The Minister of Arts and Culture, Bidum Kwat, is expected to chair the opening ceremony. And in sports, as you just heard, Cameroon's mixed martial arts fighter Francis Ngannou confronts Renan Ferreira for the PFL heavyweight title tonight in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. It is Francis Ngannou's first fight in the sport since 2022. And that's it for the 7 p.m. news on the CRTV National Station, presented by Rita Yosembom. Augustine Bassam will be here at 8 p.m. for the news in the French language. Stay with us.